Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Guo Liangjing. Welcome to my talk. I will present our work on automated concurrency bug fixing. This is a joint work with Wei Zhang, Dongdong Deng, Professor Ben Liblet, and my advisor Shan Lu at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Sorry. So we have just learned some principles that we structure code to prevent bugs. However, developers still make mistakes while they are writing code, and the buggy software is still an unfortunate fact. People have developed many tools to find these bugs, but bug finding is just a start. Software quality does not improve until these bugs are actually fixed. There are tons of bugs to be fixed, which usually cost the software company a lot of development resources. Even worse, developers always make mistakes while they are fixing these bugs. It would be great if the bug fixing process can be automated. Unfortunately, automated bug fixing is difficult in general. To fix a bug, we first need to know the correct behavior under the bug triggering input. This usually requires developer's knowledge and is difficult to automate. Even if the correct behavior is known, turning the incorrect behavior correct while maintaining the correct behavior is also challenging for an automated patch generation tool. Our project targets automated concurrency bug fixing. Concurrency bugs are synchronization mistakes in multi-thread programs. Threads made it easy to program, but it also introduced these new types of bugs. Some of them have caused some real-world disaster before. A recent one delayed Facebook's IPO by 30 minutes and caused some financial loss to NASDAQ. In this multi-core era, we are likely to see more and more issues caused by concurrency bugs. These bugs are difficult to reason about and to fix manually. Studies show that they usually take days or months to fix, and the released patch are the most error-prone among all types of bug patches. Fortunately, concurrency bugs are feasible to be fixed automatically. Since concurrency bugs are rare, even under bug triggering input, the correct behavior is exactly how the current program behaves as long as the buggy interleaving does not occur. To deterministically get the correct behavior, we simply need to add synchronization operation into the program to remove those buggy interleavings. Of course, there are still many challenges to fix concurrency bugs automatically. First, there are many different types of concurrency bugs. How can we build a unified solution to fix a majority of them? Given a particular bug, we then need to select appropriate synchronization operations to fix the root cause. How can we figure out the root cause accurately? After selecting appropriate synchronizing operations, how can we add them into a program without introducing new bugs, degrading performance, or simplicity? Finally, multi-thread program testing in general is a challenge. How can we effectively test a concurrency bug patch? Facing these challenges, we build CFix, a framework that automatically fixes non-deadlock concurrency bugs in 6 steps. First, to understand the concurrency bugs, we leverage a wide variety of existing bug detectors to report failure-inducing interleaving. Second, for each bug report, we design fixed strategies that can disable the failure-inducing interleaving through 2 basic types of synchronizations, mutual exclusion and order. Third, we design static analysis and code transformation routines that enforce mutual exclusion and order synchronization while maintaining correctness, performance, and simplicity. After this step, multiple patched binary could be generated based on multiple fixed strategy. CFix testing stage then efficiently selects the optimal patch, pruning incorrect, slow, or complicated patches. After repeating these steps for every bug report, CFix uses static analysis to merge related patches for better patch quality and use low overhead runtime support to help patch refinement. The final output is a patched binary. Overall, we make two contributions. First, a static analysis and a code transformation tool, OFIX, that enforce order relationship in a software, complementing existing mutual exclusion enforcement technique. Second, a framework that assembles of a set of bug detecting, static analysis, and a testing technique to automatically fix non-dialogue concurrency bugs. Next, let's look at each component in detail. Concurrency bugs are difficult to reason about. To get some understanding of concurrency bugs, CFIX leverage existing bug detectors. Many different detectors have been proposed, each focusing on different interleaving patterns. Since they each have different weaknesses and strengths, we will show how CFIX work with four representative types of bug detectors. Note that these detectors may not report accurate root cause. We will see that CFIX is able to work with imperfect bug reports. In fact, CFIX only relies on reports about what interleavings cause failure, such as software fails when one instruction executes between another two instructions, or whenever there is instruction B executed before another instruction A, or whenever there is instruction I1 executes immediately before another instruction I2 and succeed otherwise, or when there is an abnormal write-read data dependency. Based on these bug reports, we design fixed strategies that can disable the failure-inducing interleaving through mutual exclusion or order enforcement. Note that these two types of basic synchronization reflects almost all synchronizing primitives in popular programming languages and are able to fix a majority of non-dialogue concurrency bugs. I will next show you the fixed strategy for reports from atomic evaluation detectors. A natural fixed strategy for this type of bug report is to enforce mutual exclusion. For example, the bug detector will report that if the non-assignment executes in between the if checking and the dereference, the program will crash. Creating two mutually exclusive critical sections will prevent this interleaving and fix the bug. However, there are also other ways to disable the failure-inducing interleaving. Order enforcement, such as forcing the red node before the yellow node, or forcing the green node before the red node, can also make the failure-inducing interleaving disappear. And they also belong to our fixed strategies. In fact, some bug reports from atomic evaluation detector does require order enforcement to fix. For example, this bug is similar to the one you have seen previously, except that the two statements in thread one now derive the pointer. Even if we enforce mutual exclusion, the program would still fail under this interleaving. To completely fix this bug, we need to enforce the non-assignment executed after the two dereferences. In total, we have three different fixed strategies for reports from atomic evaluation detectors. Two of them enforce order, and one of them enforces mutual exclusion. You can read our paper for fixed strategy for other bug detectors. Note that we usually provide multiple fixed strategies when the detector may not report accurate root cause. We will rely on our patch testing stage to pick the best patch. With these fixed strategies in place, CFIX next enforces specified synchronization relationships through static analysis and code transformations with correctness, performance, and simplicity all considered. The mutual exclusion enforcement tool, AFIX, has been presented previously in our recent PRDI paper and will be omitted here. So let's focus on OFIX, which is our static analysis and code transformation tool to enforce the desired order relationship. To enforce order relationship between two instructions is not trivial, especially because each instruction could execute for multiple times. OFIX enforces two types of order relationships now, OAB, making all instances of A before B, and the first AB making one instance of A before B if there is one A. We will use either or both of them to fix a bug based on the fix strategy. To enforce all AB, at high level, we insert wait operation before B and insert signal operation in A thread. A thread means the thread that can execute A or create thread that executes A. Specifically, our static analysis guarantees that each A thread signals exactly once when it has no chance to execute more A for correctness concerns, and signals as soon as possible for performance concerns. And B will proceed when every A thread has signaled. Next, I will explain how OFIX addresses some key challenges use examples. Please refer to our paper for more details. First, how to place the signal operation in one thread. In this code example, A is inside a loop and could execute zero or multiple times. We decide the location for the signal operation based on the control flow graph of this function. OFIX statically analyzes the control flow graph to get the set of nodes can reach A. Clearly, once execution comes across this edge, which crosses from a red node that is in the set and a blue node that is not in the set, we know that thread can no longer execute A, and on each such edge, we place a signal operation. We can prove that each thread comes across such edges only once. Therefore, we guarantee the thread will execute exactly one signal operation as soon as it cannot execute more A instances. Another challenge is that the number of threads that can execute A may not be statically decidable. Such as in this example, the main thread creates a child A thread in a loop, and the child A thread executes A in a loop. So far, our stack analysis has guaranteed that every child A thread will signal exactly once when it will no longer execute A. However, we do not know which thread is the last to execute A, then how do we know when to allow B to execute? OFIX addresses this challenge in two steps. First, it transforms the main thread so that the main thread signals exactly once when it finishes creating child A threads. The signal placement algorithm is the same as the one we have discussed previously. Second, OFIX introduces a count to count how many threads are yet to signal. The count is initialized to one, which means that the main thread will signal exactly once. For each successful child A thread creation, the count will be increased by one, because each child A thread will also signal exactly once. Our signal operation will decrease the count by one. Consequently, B will allow you to proceed when the count reaches zero. Our signal operation will also do a broadcast if the count reaches zero to wake up potentially blocked B threads. With all these signal operations added in the A side, it is safe for B to proceed when the count reaches zero, which means every A thread has signaled. So OFIX simply adds code to check the count value immediately before B operation and block the thread if the count is not zero yet and wait to be waken up. Note that extra odd enforcement could lead to new dialogues. Sometimes our static analysis is able to tell that, and we will give up the corresponding fix strategy. In all other cases, we allow the wait operation to time out. With this timed wait operation, liveness is guaranteed by turning undetected dialogues into timeouts. We will provide further runtime support to understand whether there is indeed a dialogue behind the runtime wait operation timeout. After enforcing all AB relationship through the above steps, CFIX further identifies and removes unnecessary signal operations to improve the patch simplicity. The high-level idea is that an OFIX signal operation is unnecessary if B does not execute in the same run as the signal operation. As in this example, the child A thread is created in main, and B is in main as well. Before that, there is an if condition check. If the condition is satisfied, the program will exit. An OFIX signal operation was initially added at the entry of this if block, which means that once the main thread reaches this point, it will no longer create more child A threads. The OFIX simplification process will remove this unnecessary signal because a run that executes this OFIX signal, B has not executed yet and will not execute anymore in the same run. The removal of such OFIX signal does not affect the correctness, but significantly reduce the number of added synchronization operations and improve the patch simplicity. In our experience, this process can sometimes reduce the number of added synchronization operations by up to 11 times. That ends our discussion for OAB. Next, let's look at first AB, where B is allowed to execute when at least one A has executed. To achieve this, OFIX first insert a signal operation immediately after A and await operation immediately before B. The signal operation will set the flag and do a broadcast if the flag has not been set yet. The wait operation will check the flag to decide to proceed or wait. However, there is a trap here that the A may not execute during the whole execution. If that is the case, the signal operation after the A will be skipped as well, which will make the wait operation to time out. OFIX addresses by adding a safety net of signal operations to allow B to proceed if the whole execution does not contain any A instance. That algorithm is similar to the one to enforce OAB and is skipped here. After the synchronization enforcement stage, we have several patched binaries, each one for each fixed strategy. Next, we design testing process to efficiently to pick the best patch. Our goal is to prune incorrect patches, especially those with wrong fixed strategy caused by incorrect bug root cause understanding. From the remaining, we will pick the one with best performance and simplicity. Note that we do not use exhaustive interleaving testing to find incorrect patches, which is impractically time-consuming. Next, I will show you how sometimes we can run a patched binary once or even fewer to deterministically figure out whether it fails to fix the root cause. First, we will run the patched software once without external perturbation. If there is a timeout or failure, the patch will be rejected. This is helpful in practice because many patches with wrong fixed strategies that does not fix the root cause will make the program to fail or timeout deterministically. As in this example we have discussed earlier, one odd enforcement to disable the failure-inducing interleaving will actually enforce the non-assignment before the two statements. And this actually makes the bug to happen deterministically, and this patch will be pruned. Sometimes we can identify an incorrect patch without even running it. For example, we have three different fixed strategies for a report from atomic violation detectors. If one of the odd enforcement patch fails, we will reject the mutual extreme patch as well. The reason is that any interleaving eroded by the odd patch is still eroded by the mutual extreme patch. Therefore, the failure-inducing interleaving encountered by the odd patch is still feasible under the mutual extreme patch. Traditional testing may not be able to make the mutual extreme patch to fail in a few runs, yet we can successfully reject the patch without even running it. Of course, CFIX patch testing still does not guarantee to find all incorrect patches, just as all patch testing in practice. After selecting the best patch for each bug report, we are not done yet. Because in practice, one synchronization mistake usually leads to multiple bug reports. If we fix them independently, we are likely to add many synchronization operations in a few lines of code, or even introduce new dialogues. This patch merging stage will merge related patches for to improve patch quality. We ensure that the merged patch will still fix each individual bug, while improve or at least maintain correctness, performance, and simplicity. CFix patch is still not error-free after all these steps. There could be timeout in our inserted synchronization operations caused by a masked dialog. We add a load overhead runtime monitoring into the program to help us to understand whether there is indeed a dialog behind a runtime wait operation timeout. This information can help us further refine patches. Now let's see how it works in practice. CFix aims to automate the fixing for a wide variety of concurrency bugs. To understand how effective CFix is on real-world concurrency bugs, we select 13 bugs that has been used previously to evaluate bug detectors. To understand whether CFix is able to work with different detectors, we use the 4 different representative detectors as mentioned earlier. After applying those 4 bug detectors on these 13 bug cases, CFix generates patches based on reports from those bug detectors independently. And these 4 columns show the overall patch quality. A blank entry means that the bug detector does not report anything on that bug case. A check means that CFix fixes the root cause of that bug case based on report from that bug detector with an overhead of less than 1%. The patches for each bug case based on reports from different detectors are generally the same or just with trivial differences. Across means that CFix failed to fix the bug and we have such one such case. In that case, CFix rejected all patches. Although we do not fix the problem, we are not making things worse. Manual inspection shows CFix patches also have good simplicity. That is, the number of added synchronization operations is small. Except 7 and 9 on 2 cases, all other numbers are no more than 5. The synchronization operation added by our patch are generally necessary for our fixed strategy. Note that before our simplification, optimization and merging, some of these numbers are more than 100. Among these 13 cases, the top 7 requires odd enforcement. The bottom 6 requires mutual exclusion enforcement. Other than the second detectors, all other detectors generate a bug report that does not reflect their root cause. And as you can see here, CFix is still be able to fix the root cause based on these imperfect bug reports. With this result, we believe CFix has achieved the goal to automate the fixing for a wide variety of concurrency bugs, and concurrency bugs are indeed feasible to be fixed automatically by removing bad interleavings. With that, I conclude, and I'm happy to take your questions.
So for your solution, you are using some existing bug detection techniques that later feeding into your pipeline. Do you have any suggestions for writers of such tools to kind of help with your analysis?
So right now, we pick 4 representative bug detectors that have been that are very representative. Each of them focus on different interleavings. All of those 4 detectors right now do not include any false positives because we have a testing stage. This is a If in the future you want to apply a new detector, maybe you want to also have that as well. But we are able to handle any bug detectors right now.
Okay, thank you.
Chris Oblatil, Microsoft Research. Mm-hmm. So you have to create condition variables for use in the weight and signal operations that you introduce, right?
Yes.
So are those allocated statically, or are they allocated dynamically and associated with dynamic data structures?
Okay. So the question is how our synchronization variable are allocated. Right now, we will create one count or one flag, and one mutex log, and one condition variable for each bug report. So it is statically allocated.